Order in the court. Siskiyou County Local Agency Formation Commission is now coming to order. It is 9 o'clock. Oops, where's my agenda? Do I have an agenda?
No, we have an agenda.
I don't have an agenda.
We can get that for you, sir.
It's all right. Just...
We're going to do the flag salute first. I know that.
Yes.
That's all I need to know.
Okay. Thank you. Laura, would you lead us in the flag salute, please?
I have an agenda. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You and roll call, please.
Commissioner Harkness.
Here.
Commissioner Mazzoni. Absent. Commissioner Baker. Commissioner Valenzuela.
I'm here.
Chair Ogren.
Present. Moving on to item 3. We are at selection of the new chair and vice chair for 2026. Do we have any nominations for chair?
Go ahead.
I will nominate.
Usually goes from county to city person.
It does. So I'm going to go to my left and say Ms. Baker.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor for chair for Ms. Baker?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Well, then we're going to go with Ms. Baker for chair for 2026, even though I can't pass it off to her today, unfortunately. And do we have nominations for vice chair to the county, I guess, or other? Supervisor Valenzuela, would you like to do that? or we could go to
no,
my
I'll,
right.
No, I'll do it. That's
would
fine.
You like
yeah,
to
I
do that?
I don't have a problem doing it.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Come on now.
I'm there.
Okay. All right. Any opposed? Hearing none, Supervisor Valenzuela will be our vice chair for 2026. Which means you get to take over for today unless you'd like me to continue.
Oh, please continue.
Okay. All right, so item 4, approval of minutes for September 9th, 2025.
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Moving on to item 5, unscheduled appearances. Please note this time is allowed for information from the public to the commission. No action will be taken on matters presented at this time. A maximum of 3 minutes will be allowed for each person wishing to speak. Do we have any comments in the room? Thank you. Moving on to item 6, conflict of interest. We don't need to do that because it's printed. Item 7, presentation of documents. We actually have 2 public hearings today because of the property, right?
But yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes. So we will have documents presented during the public hearing, so we don't have to deal with that right now. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And there's our public record statement printed already. Okay, we're going to pass the public hearing at this point because we'll move into new business, and then we will open the public hearing. So, new business. Appointment of our Deputy Executive Officer, Mr. James Phelps. Do we have a staff report?
Chair. James Phelps, Planning Division, County of Siskiyou. Prior Deputy Executive Officer has resigned. We need to fill that position. Haley Lang has nominated me. Thank you.
Do we have any commission questions or discussion?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for stepping up.
I'll
or maybe
approve.
Just being appointed. Okay, move to approve.
Second.
Thank you. And voice vote, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Welcome aboard, sir. Thank you for your service in advance. Okay, agenda item 2, we have the City of Wairika Sphere of Influence Amendment LAF 2601. City of Wairika has requested an amendment to its Sphere of Influence to include 3.2 acres of unincorporated territory located adjacent to the city limits. Haley, do you want to take that, or Mr. Phelps?
Mr. Phelps will be handling this one.
Mr. Phelps.
Thank you, Chair Ogren. Agenda Item 2, Sphere of Influence Amendment for the City of Wairika. The City of Wairika did submit an application to amend its Sphere of Influence to include 3.2 acres of unincorporated land along the city limits. This is located towards Walmart as you head out of town towards Fort Jones on Highway 3. The area is uninhabited. It's going to be used, I believe, for horses. Page 2 of your staff report shows the general location of the project site indicated by a white square. On page 3, there is a black circle signifying where on the sphere of influence that change would occur. Page 4, staff zoomed in to show you the green arrow will indicate that parcel of land or a piece of the parcel that's going to be added to the sphere of influence. And then page 5 shows a better representation and the zoning for that. Staff has found this request to amend the sphere of influence appropriate. We've created the appropriate findings for the commission to act. That concludes my report.
Thank you.
There is a motion in your packet on page 8, Chair.
Okay, so with this, do we need to go through the whole hearing protocol? That's the way I understand it.
Yes.
Okay. So with that, we will, I should have opened the hearing already. So with that, the hearing is open. Sorry about that. Submitted correspondence is acknowledged and made a part of the hearing. Additional reports, arguments, and or evidence will be submitted by the other county departments and public agencies. Do we have any staff questions? Do we have any proponents, arguments, or evidence? Do we have any opponents, arguments, or evidence? Do we have any other public comments? Do we have any rebuttal by the proponent? I will now close the hearing. Hearing none. And I will entertain a motion. Where is that motion?
Yeah, where is the motion?
I didn't see.
On page 8.
Thank you.
You see it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I move that the Siskiyou County Local Agency Formation Commission adopt resolution 2026-001 approving an amendment to the sphere of influence of the City of Wairika, including the required government code determinations and CEQA findings.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, thank you, Mr. Phelps. Now we will move on to agenda item 2, City of Wairika Sphere of Influence Amendment LAF 26.
Oops. Agenda item 3, Chair.
Okay, yep. I gotta flip the page, sorry. Agenda item 3, Evans-Wilmerth Annexation, LAF 2301. Mr. Phelps.
Thank you, Chair Ogren. This is related to the sphere of influence. The sphere of influence was needed to effectuate this annexation. Mr. Richard Evans owns property within the city. His parcel will be gaining 3.2 acres. Mr. Tom Wilmarth owns the county parcel, which will be losing the 3.2 acres. This project is located in the same location out towards Walmart, towards Fort Jones on Highway 3. Staff did review this and followed all the government code required findings. This is basically vacant land that's going to be annexed into the city, so this made the annexation very straightforward. Following the approval of this annexation, there'll be a 30-day protest period after the 30 days it would be effective. There is a staff report on page 7.
I'll make a recommended motion.
Let's open the...
Oh, you got to do all that?
Yeah, I got to still do all that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Staff report is presented. Correspondence is acknowledged and made part of the public record. Additional reports, arguments, and or evidence is submitted by the county departments and public agencies. Commissioners have any questions of staff?
No.
Now I will open the public hearing. Proponents, arguments, and or evidence? Opponents, arguments, and or evidence? Any other public comments in the room? Proponents, rebuttal? Okay. I'll close the public hearing. And now I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. And all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion passes. Okay, so that was item 3. And we're moving on to discussion item 1 under item 3, and this is regarding city contributions. So those are done. Yay. Thank you, city.
So items for discussion and direction, I believe, Haley, were you going to take that?
You can. Okay. It's okay.
Next month, we will be bringing the budget to LAPCO. Currently, it's $15,000. Staff had done a workup for you to show how many years it would take at that rate for us to come up with enough money to do the required municipal service reviews. And we've done different scenarios, so it's totally workable. Staff will be probably recommending going at least to $35,000, and you'll see why. If we have a contribution of $35,000, we can do a municipal service review every 11 years, which is about right for a small rural county where nothing really changes. State law, generally they do it every 5 years, but we're not LA where we have all these things that are always changing. So doing a municipal service review further out makes more sense, and that would, if you think about an increase of $5,000 a year split, that's $2,500 to the city, so $2,500 divided by 9, you know, that would be their increase in their contribution. But that result would allow us to perform half those duties.
Do you have other scenarios, like 10 years? Or
yes.
Yeah, that, okay.
We'll provide that.
I think I'd rather be ahead of the curve.
Yes.
You know, money is money. I mean, all costs, but our costs are increasing too. And I do foresee particularly what the state does or doesn't do at any moment in time. Did you get anything when you were down at LAPCO regarding this kind of thing?
Honestly, I didn't get much.
No. Well, that's unfortunate. But, you know,
the
thing is that we haven't raised the rates for a long time. And, you know, I think municipal service reviews aren't getting cheaper. They're getting more expensive. Right. So mm-hmm. I think I would lean a little bit more that way.
Yeah. And, yeah, we are going to do scenarios for, like, 8 years, 12 years, 15 years. And
okay.
All the numbers are, again, going to be absorbed by the city. It's not going to be a sticker shock. You know, if you think five,
but the county will get half of it.
Yes.
We'll be paying half. So.
Yes. But even just the increase, because we're going from 30,000 to 35,000. It's 5,000
split between.
It's really
not
between.
That much over
yeah.
that
yeah.
long of a
yeah.
period.
It's $200.
I just don't want to perceive that we're trying to do something, you know,
yes.
harm
yeah.
the cities, you know, when
yeah.
we're going to be paying half.
And there's
yeah.
a reason for it. We've got it stated
yeah, we can
for
just,
a particular,
we can justify it.
For
yeah.
a particular reason.
Yeah, and the staff report say why it's needed and stuff.
Okay. And that'll be for our next meeting. We'll
yes.
Be to, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion item 1 taken care of. Discussion item 2, LAFCO preliminary fiscal year 26-27 budget.
That's going to be the similar discussion as before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Would we want those be, well, it'll be the next thing. To me, the meeting, those items should be reversed.
They're going to be in the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty much all the
but
same.
But we should
discussion.
Discuss the budget
yes.
before we get to the increase.
Yes.
And I agree. When
yeah.
I looked at that,
yes.
I thought
yeah.
we should be having the budget discussion
yes. yeah.
before
yeah.
we
yeah.
have that.
Okay.
Yep, I agree with that. All right. I don't want to bring, I really don't want to have that discussion now, but can you give us a kind of a inkling of what that's going to look like? Are we kind of
for the budget?
Mm-hmm.
The same.
Same, what we're looking at.
Super bare bones budget, right?
Yeah.
We do have the training amount, like, similar to last fiscal year, in case any commissioners would like to go to any CalAFCO conferences or things of that nature, just to build that in, but, yeah.
And, okay, we can have that discussion
mm-hmm.
next
yeah.
time. We don't have to belabor it now, but my suggestion is I would prefer, instead of sending somebody to that, is to either bring in in-house training.
Okay.
To our benefit, I think we'll get more out of it. With that budget amount, than sending one person there and not get anything out of it. Literally not get anything out of it.
Right.
And not have good food.
Right.
Honestly.
Yeah, even their CalAFCO U trainings are not
no.
beneficial.
I would agree. I think
yeah.
we can find better training.
Okay.
And do it for the board,
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
not just send one individual person and not get anything.
Right. Yeah, it'll be a greater
and spend
benefit.
The money.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's unfortunate, but that is
reality.
The reality.
Yeah.
yeah.
Moving down to miscellaneous future meetings. Our next meeting will be scheduled for May 12th at
mm-hmm.
9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
right here. With that, staff comments.
I guess a question about the CalAFCO Association. Wasn't there like some thing going
some drama.
On?
There was a big thing going on.
Is that
it's
past or
not? A little, not so much. I mean, a lot of the larger county LAFCOs, like LA, San Diego, I think Orange County, Ventura, they had opted to not renew their membership.
Right.
So that influx of member agencies coming and going is still happening. It appears that, like, the State CalAFCO Association, they're still going through a major restructuring. I know that there's a lot of meetings with, like, the regional reps and things of that nature to further discuss how to clean up LAFCO a little bit. I haven't seen anything tangible come out of those meetings yet. It's still just... you know, very high-level discussions, it seems, but I would say the state association as a whole is still pretty
mm-hmm.
fragmented.
Yeah,
I don't know, Nancy, if you wanted to add anything.
Yeah, it's actually... the organization itself is still pretty solid. The bigger... there's a few of the big counties that have stepped away, but surprisingly... those counties mostly still participated at the big event last year. So they're like still dipping their toe in and like they want to see how the organization is restructuring and they want to still participate, but they were just, they're like, we're not getting enough bang for our buck, so we're not going to pay the money to be members. So they're kind of waiting to see how the restructuring happens. There's a lot of work going into the restructuring. These people are like, the people that like LAFCO love LAFCO, and there's one guy that has LAFCO like tattooed on him. That these people are like hardcore LAFCO people. It's crazy. But as far as the conference goes and as far as learning and, you know, that kind of thing, that's just not the way to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I think, better information coming out to the local LAFCOs now, especially
yeah.
since last year. There's
mm-hmm.
more information. There's a learning curve that's happening, I think.
Yeah.
So I think things are changing and it's getting better, and I think there's more information and a better way to understand what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
So that's great. But... and there's a better conduit to get that information to
mm-hmm.
us. You,
yes.
me, whatever. But I still didn't get voted in, which was crazy. And that whole situation was weird. And that's fine. I'm
yeah.
fine with it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But, and the people that were there, and then I got to to be comfortable with and learned a lot from last year. We're very disappointed in that situation.
Yeah.
It was very strange, but
yeah.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
There was some backdoor stuff that went on, and it was a very interesting process. So there are ways for us to learn, and there are people that are out there that want to help, and that's
yep.
very cool. So that's all great. So the nitty-gritty of that is those bigger counties still don't feel like they're getting enough, and the rest of us can get more information when we need it. Yeah. So that's
mm-hmm.
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so moving forward, I think there's other ways to learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, commission comments? Hearing none. It is 9:21 and we are adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.